Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by the Structured Settlement Cash Hotline. Did you know it's possible to receive upfront money in one large payment from your structured settlement? Yes, you can. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want to access your money today, call us. It's your future cash. Why not put it in your hands today? Don't wait any longer. This is the best solution if you need money to pay your bills or even help a family member who's been affected during this global time of crisis. Everyone needs a little money right now, and our hotline is here for you. If you have a structured settlement where you're getting money spread out over time and you want it faster, call now. This simple 10-minute call can get your money now. The call is free, and it costs you nothing.
800-965-7987. 800-965-7987. 800-965-7987. That's 800-965-7987.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Paul Peterson, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ben Roberts, and welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Summer is almost upon us, and while life as we know it is far from normal at the moment, many of us are looking for new things to try, particularly as we anticipate getting together with friends and family later this summer as restrictions are gradually lifted. One thing we are looking for, even as we're sheltering in place right now, are new recipes to try. With that in mind, our friend Laurie Jacobson has just released a new cookbook featuring 40 recipes, all from the kitchens of your favorite classic TV stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. The book is called TV Dinners, and we'll tell you more about it in just a second. But first, Laurie Jacobson, welcome back to TV Confidential.
Hello, hello. So happy to be here.
The book is called TV Dinners, and when I think of TV dinners, I think of Swanson's TV dinners, you know, with the little aluminum tray and everything segmented in the nice little categories. But that is not what this book is about.
Well, you know, the thing is, the book covers 40 classic TV kid stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Now, in the 50s, many homes only had one television, and the whole family gathered around that television to watch their favorite shows together. And many of them did that around dinner time. So that dinner time TV watching became so popular that that is why Swanson's came up with the idea for TV dinner. So, you know, we set up our little TV trays in front of the couch, and everybody watched their favorite shows while eating dinner. So it's really kind of a phenomenon.
Yeah, my father, he did not make his living as a carpenter, but he had a side hustle as a carpenter, let's put it that way. And he built a lot of things with his hands. And one of the last things he built were wooden TV trays, and a few members of my family are fortunate enough to have those. So there.
Oh, how cool!
Yeah. Now there are 40 recipes in the book. The complete title of Laurie's book is "TV Dinners: 40 Classic Kids Dish Up Recipes with a Side of Memories." So there are 40 recipes. I imagine there are a lot more than 40 recipes to choose from. How'd you get it down to 40?
Well, actually, there are 40 kids. And most of them gave me two recipes, one from their heyday and one from today. For example, Jerry Mathers, the Beaver. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people gave me their favorite dishes, and he gave me a favorite dish that he had as a child, and a darling story about having this blueberry pie that he loved. But as an adult, Jerry became a diabetic. And so his adult recipe addresses that. And hey, you know, we're all older and everybody's got something. So some of the adult recipes are very helpful in that way. And some of them, you just cast your fate to the wind and eat like we did in the old days with good old comfort food.
Along the same lines, if I remember correctly, Paul Peterson, who also contributes some of the recipes in TV dinners, one of the recipes he contributes for today is a gluten-free recipe.
Ah, there you go. And also, Paul wrote the foreword to my book, and I just want to say that Paul is kind of the big kahuna of the Kid Stars. Mm-hmm. After his phone stopped ringing, and many of his friends' phones stopped ringing, he realized that a lot of them were in trouble. And he formed a wonderful organization called A Minor Consideration, because there was nowhere for these kids to turn, not the Screen Actors Guild, nowhere. This was the first generation of kids that became instantly famous on television, much different than going to the movies, coming into somebody's living room while you're eating or in your pajamas was far different than going to the movies, where we still used to get dressed up to do that. And a lot of the kids and their parents were really taken by surprise by that instant fame and didn't know how to deal with it. And when the, like I said, when the phone stopped ringing, a lot of them were very lost. So Paul formed this wonderful organization. He got child labor laws changed in California and nationally. He literally rescued kids that were really in trouble. And a portion of my profits from the book goes to A Minor Consideration. So because of that, I did not have any trouble getting anyone to contribute to the book, because we all love Paul, and he has given back so much to his community.
We've done a number of segments on A Minor Consideration, Laurie. We've had Allison Arngrim on a few times. She's very active with A Minor Consideration. We've had Kathy Garver on a few times. She's very active. And we had the big kahuna himself. And and Allison Arngrim, Kathy Garver, Paul Peterson are among the 40 classic TV stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s who contribute favorite recipes and memories. That's the story behind those recipes in TV Dinners, 40 Classic Kids Dish Up Recipes with a Side of Memories, available in paperback through TV Classics Press, paperback and as an ebook through TV Classics Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Laurie Jacobson. Laurie Jacobson is the author of TV Dinners. You can follow Laurie Jacobson, Facebook.com/TV Dinners. Books, as well as on Instagram. And I understand, Laurie, that on both your Facebook page and Instagram page for the book, readers of TV Dinners, they share some of their favorite memories of food and watching TV with their family in the early years.
Absolutely. And a lot of them are making the dishes in the book and sending me photos of their completed dishes and their books in their kitchens, and so I'm posting all that, and it's really fun.
The great thing about us, first of all, cookbooks, the reason why cookbooks are around is because they're staples. You know, we all need to make food, and we all need variations, especially right now when we're kind of limiting ourselves to what we can eat, or at least limiting the number of trips to the grocery store that we have to make these days. You know, there are only so many things you can do with beans. And so, and the great thing about cookbooks, but especially celebrity cookbooks, is that Especially in a book like yours, Laurie, where they reveal besides, you know, their favorite comfort foods, but the story behind their comfort food. It's a little thing that takes the celebrity out of the aura of I'm a star, and it reminds them at the end of the day they're people just like you and me.
Absolutely. And that is so true of these particular kids, their generation. Only they really understand what they went through. It's a big fraternity for them. And they were friends then, and they are still friends today, which I think is a beautiful thing. They support each other. They celebrate each other. I have photos of them at birthday parties and press ops and gatherings as children, and I have photos of them today getting together as friends. So there's more than 150 pictures in the book. And besides the recipes, I include a history of their show, mm-hmm. and a bio on each person, so you have a complete understanding of what they have to celebrate.
On the line with us is Laurie Jacobson. Laurie Jacobson, longtime Hollywood historian and the founder of Living Legends LTD, which represents more than 100 celebrities from the baby boomer generation. Many of Laurie's clients, including Darby Hinton, Connie Stevens, Stanley Livingston, Ken Osmond, and Laurie's husband, John Provost, have all appeared on TV Confidential one way or another. They are also among the stars who contributed recipes and memories to Laurie's latest book, which is called TV Dinners, 40 Classic Kids Dish Up Recipes with a Side of Memories. Fun new cookbook with celebrity twists on everything from time-honored staples such as macaroni and cheese, plus gluten-free recipes as well. As Laurie mentioned earlier, a portion of the proceeds from sales of TV Dinners will support the efforts of A Minor Consideration, the nonprofit organization founded by Paul Peterson that helps child stars, past and present, make the often difficult transition from child acting to adult life. TV Dinners available paperback and as an ebook from TV Classics Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Laurie Jacobson on Facebook, facebook.com/TV Dinners Book, and share memories and photos of your favorite foods and recipes as well. Is there one food, is there one recipe that readers are gravitating to, or do they enjoy them all?
Actually, you know, that hasn't happened yet. You know, that I'm just hearing from people who are trying this one and that one. Somebody recently tried my husband, John Provost's recipe for pot roast, which is more of a winter dish, I think. Again, they sent me photos of it. It was gorgeous, and I know personally how delicious it is.
Well, I think of pot roast as a Sunday dinner. Meal.
Yeah.
And
also some people are really enjoying Annette Funicello's recipe for steak in a bag. And I gotta say, I have to say, remind people that Father's Day is coming up.
That's right.
Many of the great chefs in the world are men, and the men are loving seeing Annette. and all of the babes of TV Dinners that I have included.
Yes.
So it was a great Mother's Day gift, and it's a great Father's Day gift as well.
This is a family-friendly program, Laurie, although I will say that the photo of Annette is hot.
I stared and said, when I was trying to decide what photos to use, she was such a difficult choice because she was just so beautiful and beautiful inside as well. A really special person, and I really consider her the queen of the TV classic kids of her generation. She was the one everybody fell in love with.
Annette Funicello is one of the 40 stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, classic TV stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, who include recipes and memories of their favorite recipes. In Laurie Jacobson's new book, which is called TV Dinners, 40 Classic Kids Dish Up Recipes with a Side of Memories, new cookbook featuring 40 recipes from the kitchens of your favorite classic TV stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, available Amazon.com, where books are sold online. Speaking of fathers and sons, our first hour, Lori, included a conversation with Marty Croft of Sid and Marty Croft Productions. And while we all have our favorite Croft shows, my favorite is the Croft Super Show featuring Michael Lembeck. Michael Lembeck, whose father was the great Harvey Lembeck, and you studied acting and improv under Harvey, didn't you?
Yes, I was with Harvey for 7 years. He had a comedy improv class. I started with him in the mid to late 70s with, you know, at that time, no one in his class was famous, but we knew that our classmate Robin Williams was going to be real famous, and John Ritter, and there were a number of people that, well, you know, listen, Harvey grew up in Brooklyn with Gary Marshall mm-hmm. and Phil Foster and Buddy Hackett, and when the word got out, well, you know, Robin attracted all the attention, and then all those guys started coming to class and plucking students out to be in their television shows, especially Gary Marshall. And the people who dropped in to work out with us, oh, Jack Lemmon, Joey Bishop, you know, it was really an unbelievable time, which we will never forget.
I know you're a collector of stories. And I would imagine that, you know, you're doing your thing studying with Harvey during that 7 year stretch. I would imagine there are stories of some of the people who popped in that you add to your library of celebrity stories.
Oh, yeah. John Travolta popped in. Well, of course, because Helene was Harvey's daughter was mm-hmm. doing Welcome Back, Cotter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We forget, up your nose with a rubber hose.
I forgot that she was on Welcome Back, Cotter. But this is something I learned about you recently. Another teacher that you took acting lessons with was Russell Johnson.
Oh, yes. Oh, I was so shocked, too, when I walked into that class and my teacher was the professor from Gilligan's Island. Russ was just a wonderful man, and I learned a ton from him.
Yeah,
and then later I represented him with Living Legends Limited and sent him on to many an autograph show.
I didn't know that he taught acting, but knowing what I've learned about him, it didn't surprise me because he was a very pragmatic. I understand he had a very pragmatic approach, not only about his career but to life in general.
Yeah. He did. He was very serious. I was surprised. You know, I expected him to be kind of a goof. But, now, here's a little piece of trivia. When Lassie ended, Hugh Riley, who played John's father, mm-hmm. Paul Martin, on the show, he was offered the role of the professor.
Ah.
In Gilligan's Island, and he turned it down. He had been he'd been on Lassie for 6 years, and he missed his family.
Yeah,
he wanted to spend time with his boys, and so he did.
Well, yeah. Well, bear in mind that back in the day when Paul and John worked on Lassie, TV seasons were a lot longer. They made as many as 35, 39 shows a year. So that's a lot of time on the set and a lot of time away from the people you love. So with that in mind, I can understand why Paul said no to Gilligan's Island.
Absolutely. They worked 9 months a year. You know, today John and I laugh. 12 episodes makes a season, you know. they worked 9 months a year, and then often it was written into their contract that during the summer, I know John had to attend rodeos and county fairs with Lassie and Rudd Weatherwax, who owned Lassie. You know, and there was no extra pay for that, it was their duty to go out and promote the shows.
Yeah.
So that's why the kids were friends with each other, because they really didn't have time to make friends that weren't in show business.
Yeah, and the flip side of that is a couple of weeks ago, we replayed our conversation with Ken Osmond of Leave It to Beaver, and Ken said, And they were, when they made Beaver, they were also making 30 plus shows a year. But Ken said one difference with Beaver is the producers, they walked the extra mile and created an environment where the kids, they did their work when the bell rang and they had to go onto the set. But when they weren't needed on the set, they set up like a basketball court on the back lot where they could relax and play, you know. And again, that humanizes them, and that reminds them, okay, even though they're working in this crazy business, at least on Beaver, they allowed them to be kids.
Yes, and you know, they did that also for my three sons, Stan and Barry Livingston, and Tim Considine. All three of them are in the book, and Dawn Lynn, who joined the cast a little later. Mm-hmm. They wanted them to like have bruises and scrapes and scratches and look like real kids, but the Lassie set was very different. I remember one episode they freaked out because Don got a suntan this weekend. Oh my God! You know, so it really depended. But then again, the crew on John's show, they absolutely understood what he was missing in life. And they invited him to all of their kids' birthday parties and bar mitzvahs. And they made sure to include him on kids' things. So, you know, that makes all the difference.
Lori Jacobson is on the line with us. Lori's latest book, TV Dinners, is a fun new cookbook featuring more than 80 recipes from your favorite child stars of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Lori is working on two other books that we know will interest you. We'll ask her about those when we continue our conversation after this quick timeout here on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty Group. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty Group will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Front Porch Realty Group at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty Group. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Want a free first ride with Uber? Uber, the mobile app that connects you with a ride at the touch of a button in minutes. Enter promo code TVConfidential after you download the app to receive your first free ride up to $20. For more information, go to get.uber.com/go/TVConfidential.
Hey there, this is Wink Martindale, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Miss the show? We have more than 500 hours of archived editions of TV Confidential available on demand as digital downloads. For more information, go to shop.tvconfidential.net.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by The Misadventures of Biffle and Schuster, the hilarious side-splitting new DVD available through Kino Lorber.
Hi, this is Dawn Lynn. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest, Lori Jacobson. Lori Jacobson, celebrated Hollywood historian who has written and produced documentaries, TV series, and such TV specials as the 20th anniversary of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the Museum of Television and Radio Salute to Funny Women of Television, the Warner Brothers Studio Rededication Party, as well as the Suzanne Summers Show, Photoplay, and Hollywood Chronicles. For nearly a decade, Lori served as head of development for legendary producer Jack Haley Jr. She is also the author of several books, the latest of which is TV Dinners, 40 classic kids dish up recipes with a side of memories, a new cookbook featuring about 80 recipes, all from the kitchen, so your favorite child stars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, plus memories of the places and people from whom these recipes originated. TV Dinner is available in paperback and as an ebook through TV Classics Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Before we went to break, we were talking about the various work environments of such shows as Lassie, My Three Sons, and Leave It to Beaver, where the production staff and crew members created an environment outside the soundstage that allowed the child stars on those shows to play and relax like most other kids growing up at the time, as we pick up the conversation.
Jane North, you know, was not so lucky on his set. There was really nobody to look after him, and he had a very, very rough go of it. So it really depended on how understanding the people around you were.
And fortunately, in the case of Jay, there are people like Paul Peterson who, through the efforts of a minor consideration, helped provide support during that transition time after after the phone stops ringing. Because when you're busy in the film industry, in the TV industry, when you're working as hard as those kids did, you know, during that era, and all of a sudden the ride stops, unless you have a good family foundation of people who can help you point in the right direction, you're going to need help from a minor consideration.
Yes, absolutely.
A portion of the proceeds from the sales of TV Dinners will support the efforts of a minor consideration. A minor consideration, the nonprofit organization founded by Paul Peterson that helps child stars, past and present, make that transition from child acting to adult life. TV Dinners available in paperback and as an ebook through TV Classics Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Lori Jacobson is the author of TV Dinners. You can follow Lori on Facebook, facebook.com/TV Dinners Book, as well as on Instagram. What else do you have in the works that you're able to tell our listeners, Lori?
Well, I'm working on a new book that is 50 years of Cars of the Stars.
Oh, wow.
So I go back really to the teens. And up until the 70s, so maybe that's more than 50 years, about 60 years. So, and that's been a ton of fun. And I am also working on a fabulous book of about the Beatles' 1965 concert at Shea Stadium. Changed rock and roll forever, the first concert ever to be held in a baseball stadium. Nobody, not even the Beatles, thought they could fill that stadium with 56,000 screaming kids, and they could have filled it three times over. It's a wonderful story, and I've contacted all kinds of people who were there and part of the event, and I can't wait to finish that. I'm very close.
Well, I can't wait till you finish the Beatles book. I can't wait till you finish your book on classic cars so that I can invite you back on TV Confidential. We can tell our listeners about them.
Oh, thank you so much.
In the meantime, TV Dinners, 40 Classic Kids Dish Up Recipes with a Side of Memories, available through TV Classics Press. You can find it also at Amazon.com, where books are sold online. Facebook.com/TV Dinners Book, where you can post photos of you enjoying some of the recipes in Lori's book. Lori Jacobson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, my pleasure.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. That's 855-717-6901.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.